Whether it's flowers, fruits, or vegetables, most rely on insects to pollinate and produce their bounty. Could their pollination be in jeopardy, though? Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. Catch Ag Day Television this Friday, March 25th, where I'll be co-hosting a television special. Check local listings for Ag Day or go to farmersfeedingtheworld.org. It's called colony collapse disorder, and it's responsible for a reduction in the amount of bees over the last several years.
This is something we're seeing globally. In fact, some of the new insecticides, including those that we are using here in the United States as seed treaters in our corn, have been implicated as being fairly toxic to bees.
Purdue entomologist Tom Turpin says some research indicates it could be the dust from an insecticide treatment that is moved by the wind and affects a bee colony.
This is not new. It was first identified back in the 1890s, but about every 20 years or so, a new group of entomologists discover that, hey, we have this situation where all of a sudden the bees are dying outside of the hive, but it may be more severe than we've ever seen before.
Turpin reminds there is a difference in types of bees.
Honeybees are actually an introduced species. And in North America, we had bumblebees, and we've got all kinds of solitary bees, all of which are pollinators. So here on this continent, before the arrival of the European settlers, pollination was accomplished by the solitary bees.
Swept bees, digger bees, and other solitary bees do plenty of pollinating. What affects one bee may not affect another.
Colony collapse disorder refers to the fact that the colony itself diminishes and ceases to exist. All these other bees, for the most part, are solitary, and so the colony is not very important to them at all, so their problems are associated with individuals surviving.
There is still much to learn, and man and bee must learn to help one another produce food for the world. Traveling the Countryside in West Lafayette, Indiana. And this week, brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.org, I'm Andrew McCray.